Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening. It is Katlego Sokoto standing in for Phemelo Modene here on Point of View. And we're continuing the conversation around the politics. It's all politics at the moment, as we know, since the 29th of May, when eligible voters cast their ballot. It is about the formation of the 7th administration and the ANC failing to get outright majority. It's been, we know that there's been coalition talks behind closed doors. And what does that mean heading towards the first sitting of Parliament scheduled for this Friday, as well as the sitting of the NCOP taking place on Saturday. But to break it down ahead of the Friday sitting, I do have with me a politics contributor here at Kaya 959, Juanita Hunter. Good evening, Juanita. Welcome to Point of View.
Thank you very much for having me.
A very good evening, Juanita. I mean, we're speaking all things, what is government of national unity? I mean, right off the top of my mind, it's about the MK, it's about Jabulani Khumalo, it's about the ANC sort of kind of aligning itself with certain parties like the DA, the EFF and the MK stepping aside from that conversation. Can you paint us a broad picture of what these coalition talks look like now?
So the ANC is essentially forming a multi-party coalition, but it doesn't want to call it that. It's calling it a government of national unity so that it does not, seek to exclude others, and that it can sort of present it as this unifying force in the South African political landscape, given
yes.
the dynamics of the outcome of the election two weeks ago now? How long are we? All the days seem like one. but essentially, a government of national unity is not a legislative thing. It's basically going to be a multi-party coalition, but with the caveat that each party keeps their independence and can vote against legislation that they disagree with, right? So that's what the ANC was planning to do, talk to all political parties. There's 18, including the ANC, political parties represented in Parliament. So the ANC was speaking to 17 of its partners. The biggest development is that the DA has agreed, the FNX has agreed, that they will be part of forming a government.
Yes.
The EFF met, and they said they want nothing to do with the government of national unity as long as it involves parties like the Democratic Alliance. Mm-hmm. What the ANC seeks to do is to say, we invited everybody. These parties walked away from us. And so it's a different conversation. So that basically is what broadly is the government of national unity. But then it comes to the nuts and bolts of it. The Chief Justice has announced that on Friday there will be the first sitting of the 7th Parliament at 10 a.m. So by 9:59 on Friday morning, a deal has to be struck to get over the 201 mark to firstly elect a speaker,
yes.
then to elect a deputy speaker, and then to elect the president. That's just the three things on the order paper for the day on Friday. And so the ANC with the DA can elect a speaker, but it's a matter of the trade-off. So what is it that the DA wants? What is it that the ANC can concede on? And then after that comes the tricky situation of managing this GNU, which is positions. Internally within the ANC, there has been really some divisive sort of elements around siding with the white party over the progressive black party, et cetera, which is why the ANC has made it broad to say, no, we've spoken to everybody. These yes. are the parties that want to work with us. So it's banking on a deal with the DA, with the IFP, and then maybe one or two smaller other political parties.
Yes. And I mean, Juanita, in terms of the talks between the parties and the ANC sort of taking the lead, saying it is about GNU, we've invited all people to come to the table and have these discussions. Can we assume that it's going to be current President Cyril Ramaphosa who's elected president again? Or is it really hard to say?
No, so the ANC is clear that they will front President Cyril Ramaphosa, the candidate, and talks that they have had with other political parties was that, you know, that's not up for discussion, that, you know, this is the leader of the ANC, and therefore he will be the candidate. It's unclear whether the other parties, whether it's going to be, if the MK participates, or the EFF will put up another candidate, and then it will go to a vote. This happened in 2009, I think it was, and Cope put up a candidate, and there was a vote. It's a secret vote that happens, but it all depends on the deals that's made before the time in conceding who's going to get the speaker position, who's going to get the deputy speaker position.
Yes.
Remember, the ANC used to have a firm majority, therefore Speaker, Deputy Speaker, NCOP Chair, all of the portfolio committees in Parliament were all just automatically ANC.
Mm.
And now, those are all up for bargaining. That's all up for discussion.
Mm.
Yeah, included in that is executive positions, which is minister and deputy minister positions. So how the ANC cuts that up and whether there's going to be this sort of very clear formulated deal by Friday, I think that's going to be improbable. I think that they're going to sort of do it as a pay-as-you-go type of agreement.
Yes.
So they agree on one thing at a time, because it is large and complicated formalize these type of negotiations within such a short period of time. We know from Europe, it takes months to agree to a coalition deal. And the last element that's an interesting element is in the bartering for positions, the position of deputy president becomes very important. Not because inherently the position of deputy president is a powerful one, because essentially you just, you know, stand in for the president, and the president determines what powers you have. So some ministers are much more powerful than a deputy president. But when it comes to the leader of government business, that's the interesting part. Because as leader of government business, you essentially the whip of the executive.
Yes.
In the legislature, right? And usually it doesn't matter, because remember what the Zondo Commission told us about Parliament before this, right, was that Parliament was just an executing arm of the executive. There was no oversight, there was no accountability. And so this idea that you could just that parties have is that this position is very important.
Yes.
When you're going to have opposition parties, you know, in the executives, and essentially the ANC's enemy, the DA, co-governing in some ways.
Mm.
And that's why there's a lot of talk about the possibility of Vilinkosi Hlabisa, you know, eyeing that position, and the ANC trying to work around the dynamics of, you know, can it remove or can it not front Paul Mashatile as the deputy president. But definitely in the talks, the speak right now, It's the speaker, it's the deputy speaker, and then it's the deputy president position that's up for negotiation.
Certainly, Juanita. Lots of interesting developments that we'll see in the coming days as it relates to the talks going on behind closed doors. Thank you so much for your time, Juanita. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Juanita Hunter, our political contributor here at Kaya News, just giving us details around what we can expect to see, and also just sort of the questions we're all asking ourselves as it relates to the government of national unity, who's talking to who, who's going to, occupy certain positions, and definitely looking forward to the first sitting of Parliament on Friday, as well as the second one, the NCOP, the National Council of Provinces, on Saturday. And lots up in the air in terms of what the 7th administration will look like. But let's listen to a quick voice note about what we've been chatting about.
I would like to thank General Bantu Olomisa for putting people of South Africa first. You see, people of South Africa are tired of these squabbles within the political parties. People, they want service delivered. And I would like to thank Mr. General Bantu Olomisa for ironing out this thing, because these leaders of ours, they tend to forget about people of South Africa. They tend to forget about service delivery. Once they get their votes, they forget about people of South Africa. So this thing must come to an end. This thing must come to a stop. They must stop this thing.
So you hear it there from one of our listeners, really thanking Mr. Bantu Holomisa, who highlighted that it needs not be about squabbles for positions, but putting the needs of the people of South Africa in the forefront in terms of how they make decisions, and that should be the priority. But yes, once again, a reminder, my name is Katlego Sokoto. I am standing in for Phemelo Modene here on Point of View. Please tweet us at Kaya on Air using the hashtag on the streets. Phone us on 086-000-959, and you can use our WhatsApp line as well on 063-688-0959. But after the break, we speak to young people about politics.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.